defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's all Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now. Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio, so there will be no partying this weekend for two men in Caldwell County, Texas. They had their little farm raided by the police a couple of days ago, and, well, this was all because there was a beer distributor in Austin, Texas, that reported a theft. So the detectives went to work, they got some leads, and they found out that these two guys may have stolen some beer and were trying to sell it. Well, when they raided the little compound here, they found $100,000, 20 firearms, and 719 12-packs of beer that they were trying to sell without a license. So, looks like no beer for college football this weekend for these two guys in Texas. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton square off one last time Thursday night, this time at the usually lighthearted Alfred E. Smith dinner in New York City. However, it turned out to be anything but amicable. We'll talk about any impacts it may have on this year's race to the White House. And did Hillary Clinton give up any national security secrets during Wednesday night's debate? Security experts from across the country couldn't believe what they heard, once again reigniting talk of her carelessness. Also, an ominous message from WikiLeaks could mean that they are just getting started. Who could be the next corrupt politician to be exposed? I think we all are hoping for the same name to pop up. All that, plus there's a revision to a post-debate poll that left some people scratching their heads initially. We have a very interesting new rolling average poll to talk about briefly today. And if you don't currently believe in UFOs, you might think differently after today's show. They could be out there. But let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And over the weekend, you gotta check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Two must-read articles, one by me, so that is definitely a must-read, called Hillary's First 100 Days. A little twist at the end of it, too. Also, Patriotism, Duty, and Belief by Robert. Great article. And you can sign up for the newsletter there. And you can check out this weekend's Rhino Rants. Lots of cool stuff there. I did a lot of work on it on Thursday. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air, if it's not hacked this weekend. Also, Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport, and email me, rhino@rwbnetwork.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout-outs, Red Nation Rising Radio. We're live there every single day, 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday. It's not every day, but 5 days a week. Same thing on StreamingTalkRadio.com, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. And if you miss the live shows at night, midnight Eastern, KLRNRadio.com. And, of course, over the weekend, a couple of different stations pick up our weekend show. 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida, and 92.1 WDDQ out of Valdosta, Georgia. So thanks for joining us this weekend. Now, before we get into some of the things we alluded to in today's open, we woke up this morning, and one of the first things I saw on my phone, you know, like many of you, the first thing I do is I check my phone. I mean, it's so pathetic how we do this now. We roll over, we open our eyes, one eye open, kind of squinting, and we say, oh, what are the headlines? What happened? Who messaged me on Twitter? Any emails? I mean, it's like we become such slaves to these little devices. But regardless, it does keep us informed, and it keeps us communicating with each other. But one of the first things this morning that we learned Friday morning is the first loss of life in the recapture of Mosul in Iraq. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we have been more aggressive with airstrikes, and now what we learned, you know, weeks ago, that we're going to send in the Iraqi army with 100 U.S. soldiers who were to be working in an advisory role only. We were told no front lines, advisory roles, 100 U.S. soldiers. Now, this morning we learned of the first U.S. death. So either they are not on or in the back, they're on the front lines, or something is going terribly wrong that we don't know about. This never should have took place to begin with, and I think we can all agree with that. There was never a need to pull out the military we had there after we lost lives, bled for everything, these cities in Iraq. There was no reason to pull these soldiers out. It became a campaign talking point for King Obama. We're going to get him out. We're going to get him out. And he pledged that for, what, 3.5 years before the first set finally started coming home and we started dwindling the amount of people over there? But with no plan. No plan, no status of forces agreement, nothing, creating the vacuum, of course, we all know about, that led to ISIS. Now, there have been attempts by the Iraqi army to hold these cities once we fought for them and we gained control of them. The Iraqi army was in there. And when ISIS came knocking, they did two things. They either joined ISIS or they dropped their guns and they ran, leaving all of our ammunition, our tanks, our everything there for ISIS to use against us. Now we have to retake these cities. What did the men and women die for the first time around? A political talking point? It's absolutely inexcusable. And especially now that we are going to suffer more casualties because of it. Now, Barack Hussein Obama can say until he's blue in the face that he wanted to pull out our troops so that they could come home. That sounded really, really good. And nobody liked George W., right? 2008, 2009, an approval rating, I think, just higher than concrete, like he had nothing. And Barack Hussein is going to bring him back. And he makes it sound like it's this big, valiant thing. Well, the real reason was he did not want U.S. troops on the ground in Arab countries, in Muslim nations. That's why he did it. It has nothing to do with bringing people home to their families. That was the furthest thing from his mind. And they had to know. They had to know the Iraqi army was not well-trained enough, was not equipped enough to hold these cities, thus now bringing us back into a conflict where we're seeing a loss of life. The blood of this soldier today is on the hands of Barack Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton without question. Without question. Their inability to be effective leaders led to this. And they can blame George W. Bush all they want. Now, I'll blame the Bushes for a lot of things. But not this. They said, well, George W. had the pullout date, so we had to get out. You were the president. Stop passing the buck. Whatever happened to the buck stops here. Take ownership of this. You could have changed that. The president didn't change it, and now more innocent lives are being lost. It's unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. You know, my heart bleeds for this family. I couldn't believe it this morning. It got me in a rage very, very early, which is not good for my blood pressure. But regardless, you know what's going to happen? We don't know their name right now. We'll learn their name in the next couple of days, and we'll talk about it. And then the name will be forgotten. Everybody will forget this soldier's name. But you know who won't? The family won't. Their friends won't. I won't. It's the least I can do. These liberals, these progressives, they will never bother to even learn the name. But it's up to me, it's up to you, to remember the name of at least maybe this soldier, or the next one, or the one after that. It's how they can live on, that their lives weren't lost in vain. Because they're being used. Our quote-unquote commander-in-chief is using them for a political purpose. We knew they were going to try to recapture these cities months in advance. And Donald Trump's right. When we give out the game plan, I mean, what happened? What happened with the New England Patriots a couple years ago? They almost got suspended and everything because someone thought maybe someone was looking at the playbook of the other team. Or this happened with the Philadelphia Phillies about 10 years ago. There was a guy in the bullpen with binoculars trying to pick off signs from the opponent's benches. This will condemn. We'll condemn all this cheating. But yet we're so willing to give our game plan to the enemy. And we knew they were going to try to strike now. Because here we are, 18 days out from the election. And this looks good. Because in about 5 days, you know what's going to happen? Maybe the end of next week, they're going to declare victory. We beat ISIS. We beat them. Hoping that that will propel Hillary Clinton to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. This is all a game. It's a chess game, and they're not really good at it. You can see it coming a mile away. But it's unfortunate that we had to lose a soldier today. Very, very sad. Very sad. And it's something that I cannot forgive this administration when things like this happen. It's unforgivable. So we don't know their name, but we will. And we have to remember. We have to remember their names. That's the only way they don't die in vain right now. Serving our country. Keeping us free. Making sure you sleep at night. You're safe when you go to bed at night. All right, guys. Crazy. Crazy stuff. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about something else that went on this morning that some of you may have noticed if you use Twitter or PayPal or Verizon. No good. No good. Also, there was a poll after the debate that had some kind of funky results, but all of a sudden we figured out why. We'll go over that. Plus, we'll go over what's next for WikiLeaks. They are up to something, and they just about told us on Twitter on Thursday. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report, part of the RWB Network.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. You can always check out the old episodes of the show on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, or rhinoreport.com. You go to the Listen Now page, and there's a whole bunch of them. They're all right there. Just click on the little boxes, and you can get all your favorite episodes. All right, let's talk about what happened Friday morning. This was a bit of a shock. 7 o'clock in the morning, there was Eastern time, there was this large hack. We're not sure who did it at this point. I'm sure by the end of the weekend we'll have some idea. Maybe the Russians, right? We can blame them for everything now. Perhaps the Chinese? I don't know. Maybe the Philippines? They're not really with us anymore. Maybe it was some pissed off Bernie Sanders voter in their mom's basement. Who knows? Who knows what did this? But services like PayPal, New York Times, Twitter, Reddit, Spotify, Verizon, Comcast, Electronic Arts, who makes all those video games for the sports games, PlayStation Network, all offline. It was all hacked. It's called a DNS, DDoS hack is what this stuff is called. Now, the DDoS stands for Distribution Denial of Service. And DNS is what you have to register your domain through. So if you have a website, and I'm sure most of you do now, you register it through DNS. So someone got into kind of like the root here, and they were able to make it so no one could access these websites, creating a denial of service. I had to have that explained to me. I'm not exactly a computer techie, but I get it, sort of. And Eamon Javers of CNBC is actually saying that he was warned by law enforcement there may be a second attack coming. Who knows when that'll be. And, you know, this just goes to show. And whether it has anything to do with us giving up control of the internet, I don't know. I'm not sure how that stuff works. I know how it will affect us, by perhaps limiting our freedom of speech, perhaps taking down websites that other countries don't agree with. I mean, I understand the results. I'm not sure how the inner workings of that all are, if it could have been prevented, if we still had ownership of the internet. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't want to give you false information. But it goes to show how little control we actually have. And now we know that Obama and Biden have promised this cyber war with Russia. Now, they seem to be way more advanced at this stuff than we are. We can't even protect credit card numbers at Home Depot or Target, but somehow we're going to engage in a cyber war. So here's the thing. The best hackers, the best computer people in the world don't work for the U.S. government. Ours are very good. I'm sure they're very good, and I'm sure they can crack your Gmail account. But they're not the best. You know why? Because they don't get paid enough. That's why. The best hackers in the world, these guys work on contract, and they make millions of dollars for what they do. So it's much more advantageous for them because they can cover their tracks digitally, and we'll never figure it out. And whomever pays them a large sum of money to conduct their dirty work. Our guys aren't that good. They're just not. We've fallen behind in the whole world when it comes to education. And learning this stuff would fall under education. But it also goes to show how susceptible we are. What could be next? The grid? Very possible. We have done nothing. Nothing to shore up our grid. I think it was 2006 or 2007, there was a lightning strike in Canada, and for some reason, the entire Northeast was in a blackout for a week. A week from a lightning strike. It's so archaic at this point. I mean, even here on Long Island, there's a lot of money around here, a lot of money. Our high tension wires and all that, they're all up in the air. We don't have any buried cables here, nothing. Everything is on telephone poles. It's so archaic. So to think that if it's the Russians or the Chinese or whomever couldn't get into our electrical system and just shut us down, that would be naive to think they couldn't do that. Especially if they could crack Twitter and Facebook and all these different things. Twitter is much more secure. I mean, they don't have the absolute best, but they have better than our government does working for them because they get paid more money. It's all about the money. So if they can crack Twitter, or if they can crack Spotify, or if they can crack Reddit or Comcast or Verizon, you don't think they can crack Con Ed? Of course they can. Of course they can. So we'll keep you up to date on this, and hopefully the show doesn't cut out while we're talking and we get hacked. Who knows? All right, when we come back, we'll talk about this Al Smith dinner that happened on Thursday night. And why are some security experts saying that Hillary Clinton, well, her careless ways have not changed? And that was proven Wednesday night in Las Vegas. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report, part of the RWB Network. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The Anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free three-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. So, Thursday night, they have this Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation dinner. Now, Alfred E. Smith was the first Catholic to run for president, also happens to have been a governor of New York, and this is a tradition. They do this every year, and it's especially fun when they have the presidential candidates up there. They're supposed to kind of roast each other and roast themselves, and it's fun. I mean, it's not exactly Friars Club, but it can be fun. And especially when you have people who have good comedy writers. Now, I don't think Hillary Clinton has comedy writers on staff, but she'll bring in Hollywood's best and brightest for this because they're all Hillary supporters. And I thought it was okay. You know, they got torn apart. Everyone was saying, oh, well, they weren't making fun of themselves enough. They were, you know, going after each other. Well, each candidate had to make that decision. They had to decide whether or not they were going to be self-deprecating and then let the other one pile on, potentially, or just go after the other one, take your lumps with the audience, and let it, you know, just kind of unfold how it will. Now, I guess Donald Trump lost or won the coin toss, whatever it was, and he got to go first, and he was all right. Yeah, he doesn't deliver some of this stuff sometimes in the best fashion. He's just, he's not a career public speaker. But he went after Hillary. He did. And it was fun. Parts of it were very funny. I thought when he said Michelle Obama gives a speech, everyone loves it. My wife Melania gives the exact same speech and everyone gets on her case. I mean, pretty funny. I thought that was funny. And then when he said he happened to see Hillary backstage and she bumped into him and said, pardon me? Yeah, that was kind of a funny one, too. I thought the funniest line he had was when he said, these get-togethers are great because you get to meet the other person's campaign staff. And I thought he was going to give a shout-out to, like, Uma and stuff at that point. I think everyone thought he was going to do that. And then he goes, yeah, we met the people working so hard to make sure Hillary gets elected. Over there is the heads of NBC, and there's the heads of CBS sitting right there, and the heads of ABC. It was very funny. That was very funny. And then he kind of laced into her a little bit, and she deserved it. She returned the favor. She returned the favor. But, of course, liberal media is going to say, he was out of line. He never should have acted that way. And can you hear the boos, right? That's like, here's the boos. Listen to the boo birds in the background. That's what they're all saying. Well, you know, this is not exactly... This is not exactly a conservative audience. Many Catholics, yes. Not all Catholics are conservative. I hate to tell you. Some are. Most aren't. Well, not most. I'd say half are, half aren't. But you also have a bunch of media people there. You had de Blasio there. And you had Governor Cuomo there. And yeah, come on. Hillary Clinton even took a swipe at Rudy Giuliani, which is the last person you want to take a swipe at in New York City. That was not a good play. He is, whether you are a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or working's family or whatever you are, he's revered in New York City, and that's all because of 9/11 and how he cleaned the city up. And it has since gone to waste. The city is in disarray right now, but at least for his tenure and then Mayor Bloomberg's tenure, the city was in good shape. Now it's not, but... Yeah, you don't want to take swipes at Giuliani in New York City. But she's not really a New Yorker, so she wouldn't know that. She says, oh, my home state, glad to be home. This isn't your home. This is my home, not your home. You're a carpetbagger. You came here to win a Senate seat. Only reason why you came here. If that seat happened to be available somewhere else, like Illinois, you would have lived in Illinois. So let's not kid ourselves here. But you know what? It's politics, and here we are 18 days from the election, and they're going to go at each other. They're just going to do it. I thought the funniest line I ever heard at one of these dinners was President Obama. I can't remember if it was 2008 or 2012. Now, it's worth noting, just as an aside here, Bill Clinton never did this dinner when he was running. Yeah, deduce from that what you will. But Barack Obama, he had a very funny line. I forget which one it was, and he said... my first name was given to me by my mother. My middle name was given to me by somebody who didn't want me to run for president. It's pretty funny. I mean, I know he didn't make that up, but it's pretty funny. All right. So that's the Alfred E. Smith dinner. Lots to talk about there. At least they thought so last night. Anyway, they were live until like 2 o'clock in the morning talking about this thing. Because this is the ratings grab. After November 8th, the ratings are going to go in the toilet. In the absolute toilet. And they've been building for 2 years now. So anything they can do to get ratings and sell the advertising for lots of money, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. All right. You know what? There was an online poll after the debate. And this was by Breitbart. Now, Breitbart, everybody does an online poll. Everyone with a Twitter account had a poll going. Every news outlet, everybody had polls going. Now, the Breitbart poll, I remember I went to the Breitbart poll probably 3 hours after the debate. Yeah, I was up late. And I went and I voted, and I saw that Donald Trump was losing. He was losing by like 8 or 9 points on Breitbart. And I went, wow, that's kind of interesting. And actually, some of the articles Breitbart had weren't all that flattering for Donald Trump. And I thought, you know, how okay is Stephen Bannon with this? Because some of the articles about the debate were not good. And I even put that out there on Twitter. So he's losing the debate, the poll. And what happened was there were a lot of people from other countries who were coming to Breitbart to throw this poll off. So that your mainstream media outlets could say, even look, here's the conservative Breitbart. They think that Donald Trump lost the debate. And then Breitbart publishes. They figured it out. They went back and they ran through the poll. And they found that 23,000 people from an unknown IP address voted. 10,000 people from Canada voted. 10,000 people from South Korea. Well, North Korea, there's no internet. So South Korea voted. United Kingdom, almost 8,000 people. Japan, almost 7,000 people. Germany, 5,500 people. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. These are all people outside of America voting in this poll. And, you know, what happened was Trump wound up winning it at the end. 300,000 people and robots voting, gets an 8-point lead. When you take out all the IP addresses that are not from the United States, he has a 42-point lead. So that was all done because even CNN mentioned it. Even CNN said on air, oh, the conservative Breitbart, Donald Trump losing that poll. These people will stop at nothing to sway your vote. That's what they do. That's what the whole goal is with these polls and even the commission polls, is to suppress your vote. They do not want you to go out and vote for Donald Trump. But I'm telling you right now, go get your red shirt and get online.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like a million bucks with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about this Breitbart rapid reaction poll after Wednesday's debate that was infiltrated by a bunch of, different people and IP addresses. There were robots that were casting votes, trying to throw the poll way off. Actually, the Washington Post, they had Trump as the winner, too. 77-17. That's how Trump won. Wins that one 75. Only 4 minutes between when the president gives the code to launch a nuclear weapon and the actual launch from the silo. There's only 4 minutes in between there. And you need somebody with good judgment. Well, apparently, to speak about the time. You don't generalize with 4 minutes. That you don't do. There are people also saying that, but there are people out there that have said similar things. True, but they've said it in academia and through research, not with express knowledge from the State Department. So she was not at liberty to say. If somebody wants to research it and they figure it out, that's one thing. That's through the processes of academia. That is not because you have the knowledge and then you then distributed it. So, yeah, very careless. Very, very careless on her part. But she demonstrates this all the time. All the time. All right. WikiLeaks, they're at it again. They can't stop them. Ecuadorians shut down their internet. They're still sending out, what's Friday? Podesta emails 14 Lots of stuff in here. They even threatened Tim Kaine and Donna Brazile. They said we have a surprise in store for at Tim Kaine and at Donna Brazile, as if Donna Brazile wasn't surprised enough by her ambush Wednesday night by Megyn Kelly. Give Megyn Kelly credit. She went at her. I think Megyn Kelly is catching a lot of heat, from a lot of people. In fact, her ratings for weeks now, are less than Rachel Maddow. Less. She's ranking lower than Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. I mean, just for the sheer who-would-you-rather-look-at factor, she should do better. But nope, Maddow's got her beat. So she took Donna Brazile to task, and good for her. Good for her. But anyway, WikiLeaks, they're saying more coming. And this is what they're doing. They're working their way up, right? They start with Podesta. Then they're going to get to Donna Brazile, the head of the DNC, and then to Tim Kaine, the potential VP. They're working their way up. This is very systematic. Very, very systematic. So I know we're all hoping who the next one's going to be, right? We want that other name to pop up. And that may happen. You wouldn't do it now. You're still, 18, 19, 15 days out. You're still too far out. There's still cover-up time for mainstream media. If anything big comes out, you're going to see it like 5 days beforehand. Something like that. 7 days beforehand. Not now. It almost seems like time is running out on one end, but we're too long on the other. So we'll see what WikiLeaks has in store. I can't wait to read it. I can't wait. And you should read it. Don't listen to CNN. You can't read this, only we can read it and then tell you what we see. What a bunch of clowns. CNN sucks. Terrible. Terrible. All right. When we come back, we will break down this week's last reputable tracking poll. And what did we find out about Miss Uma Abedin? What's she doing to subvert this campaign? We have some new information we have to go over. Hang in there, guys.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time, on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
Popular demand. Your home for great comedy. The Sherman South Point presents.
You watch three Law and Orders in a row. Up two, you think you're on trial. Next thing you know, you put on a suit.
Joey Diaz. Joey Diaz. October 20th and 29th.
Like, I ain't rigged nobody. I've been home all night with my gay.
Tickets to the box office online at SouthPointCasino.com or charge by phone 702-797-8055. Joey Diaz at the South Point. 18 and older.
What was that?
This is Larry Elder inviting you to join me twice daily here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Tune in to CRN 3 Reagan Radio Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern for my live 3-hour show. And don't miss the replay of the show on CRN1 starting at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Larry Elder Show, twice as good, two times daily, Monday through Friday on CRN. Find out more at crntalk.com.
All right, guys, welcome back. This last segment of this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. You can catch us during the week. During the week, CRN Channel 1 at 2 p.m. Eastern. 2 p.m. Eastern every day, Monday to Friday. All right, so in these new WikiLeaks, I don't know, Podesta emails, 13 maybe, 12, 14, I'm not sure which one it was. There's so many at this point. We learn about this pay-to-play. It's starting to come out now, and there's probably going to be more about this. Hillary was given $12 million. To speak in Morocco. This was given to her by King Mohammed of Morocco. Her team debated about whether or not she should actually do this. She really wanted to do this. Even Uma Abedin says in one of these emails that she created this mess and she knows it. This was HRC's idea. Our office approached the Moroccans and they were 100% believers that they are doing this at her request. So, quote, the king has personally committed approximately $12 million, both for the endowment and to support the meeting. So, taking money, and that was 1 month after she had declared her candidacy. That's worth noting as well, 1 month after. So, she was doing this even as she was running for president. In my opinion, just real quickly, we should never deal with anybody who has a leader that's a king. We shouldn't deal with kings. We don't do that. It flies in the face of everything we stand for as a constitutional republic. All right, let's move on. Let's get into this most recent rolling average poll. It's the most credible one we have right now. Rasmussen, Trump 43, Hillary 41, three-day rolling average. So we are seeing the effects of the debate that is starting to now show up in some of the rolling average polls. Again, 1,500 people, three-day rolling average. Mr. Aleppo has 5%. Jill Stein, the cop hater, has 3%. 5% undecided. That number is shrinking. If you remember back in July, Rasmussen was polling about 17 or 18% undecided. Now we're down to 5% undecided. Of the people who could still change their minds in this election, this is the most important stat you will hear about polls this entire weekend. Of the people who could still change their minds, who aren't 100% committed, 38% lean Donald Trump, 25% lean Hillary, 21 for Mr. Aleppo, and 16 for Jill Stein. This is going to be deciders. So right now, Donald Trump is leading late deciders by 13 points. He was leading late deciders on Thursday by 6 points. All right, 7-point jump in one day. 7-point jump. That is a tremendous number. Now, you're not seeing that from a lot of polling. A lot of polling places don't ask, okay, you're undecided, but who are you leaning towards? A lot of places don't do that. That's kind of a gun-to-head poll, and you're not seeing too much. This is huge. That is a huge number for Trump. And that's, again, with the debate baked into this poll. Trump has 78% of Republican support and 15% of Democrat support in this poll. Clinton has 77% of her own party and 11% of GOPers. So he wins the crossover by 4. And Trump also leads in this Rasmussen rolling average poll with independents. He's up 9 points in this poll from last week. If he can stay at this 43% area in this poll and build on that, this could be a runaway Trump train. He's starting to get that groundswell. People are starting to say to themselves, you know what? I don't know if I can deal with Hillary. There's so much corrupt and crooked about her that maybe I'll have to vote for Donald Trump. And maybe some of these other conservative talk show hosts, yeah, maybe they'll come around eventually too. We won't take your conservative card away. I promise. I promise. You can keep it. I do believe some of the down-ballot people are making a big deal out of nothing. They will benefit from being on Trump's ticket. All right, guys, hope you had a good time today. Remember to check out the show every single day, 2 p.m., Monday to Friday, Eastern. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please be safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great weekend, everybody. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.